ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. პირველი ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. პირველი ვარიანტი.
Listening task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will then hear the recording twice. Text 1.
My name is Baya, and I live in the village of Opsha, Emirati region. Together with my uncle, I'm in the family business of winemaking. We're trying to keep the quality and quantity of our wine. We don't want to turn it into a big winemaking business. What I really want to do, though, is attract more tourists interested in wine to Emirati. I'm sorry the Emirati region is not so popular among foreign tourists, though our wines are as good as Carhetian wines. I also have some other aims. For example, I want to learn foreign languages. I was learning German and Russian at school. After becoming a student, I started learning English, and I'm happy with the results. I think that my biggest achievement at the age of 22 is that my parents are very pleased that I'm continuing their traditions. The fact that my brother has become motivated to join me in this business fills me with pride. My brother has even chosen the profession of winemaking and is already a first-year student. I love winemaking. While tasting wine, I pay attention to its aroma and also what kind of mood it can create. It's an extremely interesting business. My name is Baya, and I live in the village of Opsha, Emirati region. Together with my uncle, I'm in the family business of winemaking. We're trying to keep the quality and quantity of our wine. We don't want to turn it into a big winemaking business. What I really want to do, though, is attract more tourists interested in wine to Emirati. I'm sorry the Emirati region is not so popular among foreign tourists, though our wines are as good as Carhetian wines. I also have some other aims. For example, I want to learn foreign languages. I was learning German and Russian at school. After becoming a student, I started learning English, and I'm happy with the results. I think that my biggest achievement at the age of 22 is that my parents are very pleased that I'm continuing their traditions. The fact that my brother has become motivated to join me in this business fills me with pride. My brother has even chosen the profession of winemaking and is already a first-year student. I love winemaking. While tasting wine, I pay attention to its aroma and also what kind of mood it can create. It's an extremely interesting business.
Text 2. J.K. Rowling's life is one of the success stories of our time. Many people simply know her as the woman who wrote the Harry Potter books. But what people don't know is what J.K. Rowling went through before she became famous. J.K. Rowling's life was not an easy one. She struggled a lot. Though she started to write her famous novel in 1990, it wasn't published until 1997. During those 7 years, Rowling went through a lot of difficulties. Her mother died, she divorced her husband, and had to support her daughter. She was experiencing such financial problems that she even received support from the government. After the 12 biggest publishers, including Constable and Robinson, said no to publishing her book, Rowling saw herself as a complete failure. In 1997, a small publishing house, Bloomsbury, accepted the first Harry Potter book and paid the author a very small amount of money. In 1997 and 1998, the Harry Potter books won 2 awards. Today, J.K. Rowling has sold more than 400 million copies of her Harry Potter books, and she is considered to be the most successful female author in the United Kingdom. J.K. Rowling's life is one of the success stories of our time. Many people simply know her as the woman who wrote the Harry Potter books. But what people don't know is what J.K. Rowling went through before she became famous. J.K. Rowling's life was not an easy one. She struggled a lot. Though she started to write her famous novel in 1990, it wasn't published until 1997. During those 7 years, Rowling went through a lot of difficulties. Her mother died, she divorced her husband, and had to support her daughter. She was experiencing such financial problems that she even received support from the government. After the 12 biggest publishers, including Constable and Robinson, said no to publishing her book, Rowling saw herself as a complete failure. In 1997, a small publishing house, Bloomsbury, accepted the first Harry Potter book and paid the author a very small amount of money. In 1997 and 1998, the Harry Potter books won 2 awards. Today, J.K. Rowling has sold more than 400 million copies of her Harry Potter books, and she is considered to be the most successful female author in the United Kingdom. Text 3.
Red Nose Day is a well-known event in the UK. It's called Red Nose Day because on this day, many people buy a plastic red nose to wear. The money made from selling these red noses goes to charity. Red Nose Day takes place once every 2 years in the spring. The aim of the day is to raise money for a British charity organisation called Comic Relief, which helps poor children in the UK. This charity organisation was founded in 1985 by the comedy scriptwriter Richard Curtis and the comedian Lenny Henry. Comedians and pop stars took part in the first live fundraising show, which was held on the 4th of April 1986. Money-raising events take place all over the country, and many schools participate in them. People also donate money by post, in banks, by phone, or online. By 2020, after 35 years of operation, the organisation has raised more than £1 billion. It is now so well established that many people consider it to be an unofficial national holiday. For example, many schools have non-uniform days on Red Nose Day. Red Nose Day is a well-known event in the UK. It's called Red Nose Day because on this day, many people buy a plastic red nose to wear. The money made from selling these red noses goes to charity. Red Nose Day takes place once every 2 years in the spring. The aim of the day is to raise money for a British charity organisation called Comic Relief, which helps poor children in the UK. This charity organisation was founded in 1985 by the comedy scriptwriter Richard Curtis and the comedian Lenny Henry. Comedians and pop stars took part in the first live fundraising show, which was held on the 4th of April 1986. Money-raising events take place all over the country, and many schools participate in them. People also donate money by post, in banks, by phone, or online. By 2020, after 35 years of operation, the organisation has raised more than £1 billion. It is now so well established that many people consider it to be an unofficial national holiday. For example, many schools have non-uniform days on Red Nose Day.
Text 4. The Harvard University Library is nearly 400 years old, which makes it the oldest library system in the United States. Its collection holds nearly 20 million volumes, 400 million manuscripts, 10 million photographs, and 1 million maps. With 6 floors above ground and 4 floors below, Wadener Library, situated in Harvard Yard, is the most recognized building in the Harvard University library system. Wadener Library is the second largest library in the USA. Henry Wadener was a book collector who graduated from Harvard in 1907. Later, together with his parents, Henry happened to be on board the ship Titanic. Unfortunately, the ship sank and Henry and his father died. His mother, Eleanor Elkins was luckier. After the ship hit the iceberg in the Atlantic Ocean, she managed to get in the lifeboat and survived. Later, Eleanor gave Harvard University $3.5 million to build a library in her son's name. One condition of the donation was that Harvard University could not change the exterior of the building. Otherwise, the library would become the property of Cambridge City in the USA. The Harvard University Library is nearly 400 years old, which makes it the oldest library system in the United States. Its collection holds nearly 20 million volumes, 400 million manuscripts, 10 million photographs, and 1 million maps. With 6 floors above ground and 4 floors below, Wegener Library, situated in Harvard Yard, is the most recognized building in the Harvard University library system. Wegener Library is the second largest library in the USA. Henry Wegener was a book collector who graduated from Harvard in 1907. Later, together with his parents, Henry happened to be on board the ship Titanic. Unfortunately, the ship sank and Henry and his father died. His mother, Eleanor Elkins, was luckier. After the ship hit the iceberg in the Atlantic Ocean, she managed to get in the lifeboat and survived. Later, Eleanor gave Harvard University $3.5 million to build a library in her son's name. One condition of the donation was that Harvard University could not change the exterior of the building. Otherwise, the library would become the property of Cambridge City in the USA. Text 5.
Christopher Columbus was born in Genoa, Italy in 1451. While spending most of his early years at sea, Columbus began to believe that he could find a new route to India. Columbus wanted to deliver silk and Indian spices to Italy. Unfortunately, the King of Portugal refused to finance such a trip, and Columbus presented his idea to King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain. In 1492, the King and Queen of Spain agreed to pay for Columbus's trip. They gave him a crew and 3 ships named the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. The trip was long and hard. Many sailors got tired and wanted to turn back. After 2 months at sea, Columbus finally saw land. He arrived at a small island in the Bahamas. Columbus named the island San Salvador, and the people living there Indians, because he thought he was in India. Actually, Columbus had found North America, a new continent at that time. Nevertheless, he died with the belief that he had found the short route to India. Christopher Columbus was born in Genoa, Italy in 1451. While spending most of his early years at sea, Columbus began to believe that he could find a new route to India. Columbus wanted to deliver silk and Indian spices to Italy. Unfortunately, the King of Portugal refused to finance such a trip, and Columbus presented his idea to King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain. In 1492, the King and Queen of Spain agreed to pay for Columbus's trip. They gave him a crew and 3 ships named the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. The trip was long and hard. Many sailors got tired and wanted to turn back. After 2 months at sea, Columbus finally saw land. He arrived at a small island in the Bahamas. Columbus named the island San Salvador, and the people living there Indians, because he thought he was in India. Actually, Columbus had found North America, a new continent at that time. Nevertheless, he died with the belief that he had found the short route to India.
Listening task 2. Listen to the text and for each question, mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the London Sightseeing Tour. I'm your tour guide. My name is Chris Welton. I'm representing the tourist agency Travel Centre. Our tourist agency has been operating since 1980 and is therefore one of the oldest tourist agencies in Great Britain. Other London tourist agencies such as Premium Tours, Dream Tours and Fun Tours also offer London Sightseeing Tours, but ours is very special, as the price, besides the London General Sightseeing Tour, includes free entrance to the Fashion Museum and the Science Museum. In addition, we offer a tour to the Fine Arts Museum, but this is not included in the price of your tour today. Our tourist agency offers several kinds of tours. The most popular are the Changing of the Guard and the Buckingham Palace walking tours, and also a bus tour to the Tower of London, which is a UNESCO protected site. We also offer a boat tour on the River Thames, which is actually the largest one, lasting about 5 hours. If you're staying in London for a couple more days and you're interested in these tours, please let me know and I'll book the tickets for you. Now, let's get started. London is one of the most diverse and multicultural cities in the world. Its population speaks 300 different languages, which is more than in any other city. London is known for its fascinating cultural life. Annually, London holds 17,000 music events and 250 different kinds of festivals, including the largest in Europe, the Notting Hill Festival, which attracts over 1 million visitors, especially young people. It's also interesting to note that every year, London Fashion Week, one of the most popular cultural events, attracts millions of people from every continent of the world. In front of you now, we can see Trafalgar Square, and on your right, there is the British Museum. Londoners are proud of the fact that 3 out of the 10 largest and most popular museums are located in London. London has 170 museums, 11 of which are national. For instance, the British Museum, which has a wonderful collection of objects showing thousands of years of cultural development. Entrance to the British Museum is free, and the museum is open every day except Monday. Now, on your left you can see one of the Odeon cinemas. Odeon has 26 cinemas in London, including 5 IMAX cinemas showing the latest 3D films. In all, our city has 800 cinemas. You probably don't know that London is the world's 3rd largest production centre. The Harry Potter film series, several James Bond movies, as well as many other world-famous films are made in London. You can always book a ticket for any film online. A one-person ticket price varies from £10 to £14. The price for a family of 4 varies from £38 to £52. We are now on Tower Bridge, crossing the River Thames. We'll soon approach the Globe Theatre. You surely know that the name of the Globe Theatre is associated with the famous British playwright William Shakespeare. The modern Globe is a reconstruction of the original 16th century one. Performances are mostly held here in the evenings, and the theatre is always full. We'll have a 1-hour stop at the Globe. You can walk around the site as well as have a look at the inside of a theatre for a fee. I'm sorry to say, but it's impossible to book a ticket to the Globe performance a few days in advance. You need at least 1 month for this. Okay, here we are. See you in an hour's time. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the London Sightseeing Tour. I'm your tour guide. My name is Chris Welton. I'm representing the tourist agency Travel Centre. Our tourist agency has been operating since 1980 and is therefore one of the oldest tourist agencies in Great Britain. Other London tourist agencies such as Premium Tours, Dream Tours and Fun Tours also offer London sightseeing tours, but ours is very special, as the price, besides the London General sightseeing tour, includes free entrance to the Fashion Museum and the Science Museum. In addition, we offer a tour to the Fine Arts Museum, but this is not included in the price of your tour today. Our tourist agency offers several kinds of tours. The most popular are the Changing of the Guard and the Buckingham Palace walking tours, and also a bus tour to the Tower of London, which is a UNESCO protected site. We also offer a boat tour on the River Thames, which is actually the largest one, lasting about 5 hours. If you're staying in London for a couple more days and you're interested in these tours, please let me know and I'll book the tickets for you. Now, let's get started. London is one of the most diverse and multicultural cities in the world. Its population speaks 300 different languages, which is more than in any other city. London is known for its fascinating cultural life. Annually, London holds 17,000 music events and 250 different kinds of festivals, including the largest in Europe, the Notting Hill Festival, which attracts over 1 million visitors, especially young people. It's also interesting to note that every year, London Fashion Week, one of the most popular cultural events, attracts millions of people from every continent of the world. In front of you now, we can see Trafalgar Square, and on your right, there is the British Museum. Londoners are proud of the fact that 3 out of the 10 largest and most popular museums are located in London. London has 170 museums, 11 of which are national. For instance, the British Museum, which has a wonderful collection of objects showing thousands of years of cultural development. Entrance to the British Museum is free, and the museum is open every day except Monday. Now, on your left, you can see one of the Odeon cinemas. Odeon has 26 cinemas in London, including 5 IMAX cinemas showing the latest 3D films. In all, our city has 800 cinemas. You probably don't know that London is the world's 3rd largest production centre. The Harry Potter film series, several James Bond movies, as well as many other world-famous films are made in London. You can always book a ticket for any film online. A one-person ticket price varies from £10 to £14. The price for a family of 4 varies from £38 to £52. We are now on Tower Bridge, crossing the River Thames. We'll soon approach the Globe Theatre. You surely know that the name of the Globe Theatre is associated with the famous British playwright William Shakespeare. The modern Globe is a reconstruction of the original 16th century one. Performances are mostly held here in the evenings, and the theatre is always full. We'll have a 1-hour stop at the Globe. You can walk around the site as well as have a look at the inside of a theatre for a fee. I'm sorry to say, but it's impossible to book a ticket to the Globe performance a few days in advance. You need at least 1 month for this. Okay, here we are. See you in an hour's time. This is the end of the listening part.
Mosmeni stavaleba dasrulebulia.